Hello and welcome to the Game Train podcast. I'm Callan, and joining me, finally back from Japan, is Carl.
Hey, hey.
Thanks for coming back, Carl.
Yeah, thanks for allowing me to return after my journeys.
Yeah, so this week it's all E3. We are not doing games of our lives or questions or feature games. The feature is E3. Everything E3. Plus our hype and lame train for E3 as well.
Yes.
Oh, cool. Man. And no real news coverage since I just churned out 7 express cars over the last few nights.
Of course. So if you guys want to hear all the little itty bitty nitty gritty details of all the separate games
and release dates and all that, go check it out. We've got 7 of them up now, 1 from each conference.
Yep, and I hope you guys really like Callan's voice.
Oh, yeah, I'm sick of my own voice.
Especially his 4 a.m. voice.
All right, so yeah, what did you think as a whole to kick it off with? Like, how did you rate this E3 against E3s of previous years?
Well, it was a bit... It's hard to kind of say because every year, it's always a bit cold. I get up in the morning, put my robe on at like... 3 a.m., you know, I set up the alarm.
Did you have the robe
coffee.
In Japan?
I did not. Oh. I did not. And I sit there in my own, you know, living room. I have my notes ready to go. Even before we were doing podcasts, I used to take notes just so I had all the info right to tell my friends.
Yeah.
And I made it like a ritual. I mean, this year I was in different trains and hotel rooms and trying to catch bits. And I still tried to wake up in time for some. And some I did, which I was watching on... phones with earphones, and then I watched some at home after, you know, a 9-hour overnight flight that arrived at 5 a.m. So I don't know if that caters in for it, but it all felt a bit underwhelming, just a little bit.
Yep. Well, I was out here, you know, at stupid o'clock in the morning, you know, waking up before the presentations would start. You know, scrambling notes, and then I'd go to check back on my notes when I was ready to do the express cast, and there's just all this illegitimate scroll across it. I couldn't read anything.
Oh, no.
What does half this mean? So then I'm doing quick little Google searches again to just get the right info.
Dude.
That wasn't on the whole thing. That was just for some bits. I'm like, what did I even write there?
Maybe you should be a doctor.
Yeah, maybe. welcome to the doctor cast.
Well, you wouldn't be doing it with me. I'll kill fuckers.
I think it started strong, actually. I quite liked EA Games conference. I thought it was quite good. Like, okay, they covered all their sports games as they do every time.
Yeah.
You know, they had some cool stuff in there, like Need for Speed, you know.
Yeah, I'm so excited for that Need for Speed.
Oh
I don't
gosh,
know why.
Need for Speed. It just looks fun. It looks super fun. The heist.
It really does. And
the heist
story
footage
feels
they showed
good.
Just looked cool.
We finally got to look at more of Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Yeah. Oh, they showed a heap of that. Like, that was like...
Like, a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, which was awesome, you know? Like, we got quite a bit of information out of that. Like, what did you think of Battlefront 2? Like,
I mean, I was kind of excited to see more of the thing that they were sort of boasting about, which was the story mode. But it was really fun to see it all, like, happening and the big sort of 30-minute gameplay... look, everything looks like it feels better, more solid sort of shooting, you know. But I'm still cut that they didn't show anyone getting into vehicles.
I don't think you're going to be getting into vehicles.
I really wanted that. I really, really wanted. I mean, they do it in Battlefield. It
feels like those battle points that you now earn in the battle is going to be what spawns off the vehicles and the heroes now.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's like, oh, cool. So everyone's just going to hoard points, and then suddenly we're going to have 10 Darth Mauls sprinting around the battlefield.
I guess so, but at least it's not a race to the single coin.
That's true. That always got frustrating, especially if you, like, lagged for that split second and one of your teammates ran in front of you and took, like, the friggin', you know, ATST?
Yeah.
Yeah, ATST and went running off in the chicken leg walker. It's like, oh, cool, there goes my friggin' ride.
Yeah. Oh, man. Or flying around and, you know, shooting everyone and you're still just stuck on the ground.
Yeah, or you know how when you pick up the coin and then you've got to, like, phone it in sort of thing?
Yeah.
And for that, like, 3 seconds and then you get shot before you even get into like, the TIE fighter and you're like, oh, man.
I'm pretty sure that was me, like, 70% of the time.
what I kind of liked about it was that they're taking bits from all three eras of Star Wars. It's not just going to be like the original trilogy. We're going to get, you know, as they showed that that Naboo map, which looked pretty cool, you know. We're going to get some stuff from the new movies and all that, which is all great. And yeah, it just looked fun.
Seeing Rey in the menu screen was awesome. That made me very excited. I'm a big Rey fan.
Then they turn around and go, oh, all DLC is free.
Yeah.
Like, that was huge. But then straight away, online people are complaining about it.
You can't please
them. You just want to get a newspaper and just hit these people over the head and just go, no, you're getting something for free. Okay, there's microtransactions. Yep. Just about everything has microtransactions these days.
Yeah, how come no one's complaining about fucking Overwatch?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, you can buy your loot boxes in Overwatch. Big whoop. But they're releasing all the content for free. Is it because it's EA? Is this what people are all getting up in arms about? They could have easily gone buy our new season pass, like always.
Exactly.
But no, they hand out, like, you know, a carrot to the fans, and the fans sort of just throw the carrot on the ground and jump on it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much what's happened. And it's like, oh, they've got microtransactions. Oh, wow. Cool, you can buy Han Solo's hat or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though he doesn't have that. Like, but you can give Han Solo a hat. No, I don't know.
Yeah, well,
but,
you know, you're like, fine.
Give him a new vest.
Everything is cosmetic that you can buy.
Maybe different looks for guns or different colored lightsabers for characters that you be, or...
Yeah, whatever. Helmets or helmets off or different hairstyles or coats.
New vest for Han Solo, I don't know.
There it is. Yeah.
Something like that. But yeah, look, I'm pretty impressed with Battlefront 2, and we will be featuring that come November.
Yep, I mean, hopefully if nothing gets delayed or moved.
Oh, you'd say that one's pretty much set in.
I hope so.
But the other game I want to talk about that came out of EA conference is that new IP. A Way Out.
Yes.
I almost feel like this was game of the convention for me, really.
Yeah, for you?
Yeah, I saw this and I'm like, it's like Prison Break, this TV show, crossed Uncharted.
And Uncharted, yeah.
But I can play it with a friend.
Well, you must play it with a friend.
You must play it with a friend. So, yeah, we're going to be probably getting together at the end of the year. Or not at the end of the year. Sorry, next year when it releases.
Yeah.
Not this year.
Yep.
Yeah, getting together next year and going to try and play through the game together. Or as much as.
Awesome. I love that it's all split screen. Like, that is the game. It's a split screen game. But it's kind of like comic looking and they switch the screens around. Holy shit, it's such a fresh idea.
It's a risk, finally. But I think it's going to pay off for them.
Yeah, what was that other game? Was that Army of Two? That one that you
had to play that single player, though.
Okay, I never played it.
Oh, I played it co-op. I think it was the first one I played with someone for a while. It was fun.
It was very
Gears of War-y-like as well. Like, you played that co-op?
Yeah.
See, I played through Gears of War, the whole thing co-op, and that was fun.
Oh, yeah. I loved Gears of War in co-op.
Mm. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to this, and I can't wait to see more from this game.
Yeah, the split-screen thing just looks so cool. Like, it's so dated, but they made it look so modern, so current-gen somehow.
Now, it probably won't be open world once you get out of the prison.
No, I imagine it'll be very much like Uncharted.
Yeah. But what I would have liked to have seen, maybe, like, have the prison as one giant puzzle that you got to solve to get out of first. Like, that would have been fun.
I mean, how do you know it's not?
I don't know, but it sounds hard to make something like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they did it in Splinter Cell. Similar sort of puzzly, indoor-y, two-player stuff.
Well, I guess we just have to wait till next year for that one.
Yeah, true that.
What did you think of all the sports games EA is releasing?
I don't know if I need the stories.
Yeah. Look, I like FIFA. I'll probably buy this FIFA.
Yeah, you know what? I might get FIFA as well.
Good. I can't wait to destroy you at that game.
I can't wait to see you destroy me at that game because I suck at FIFA.
Yeah, I'm not that great either, but I'd still like to beat you at that game. I'll be getting FIFA. I like FIFA, you know.
And
it's got a story mode.
The Ronaldo data is interesting.
But yeah, you know, like, it's cool that they got Ronaldo in to do all the, like, the motion capture and all. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. And, like, they've got individual different player running styles and
movements. Pretty cool.
I mean, that's kind of cool.
The other thing that came out of EA, the last thing though, was the new IP from BioWare.
Yes.
Anthem.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's I mean, the EA only showed like one picture.
No, like they showed like a scene. 30-second trailer, and it was like, is this
what, a teaser?
Is this BioWare Horizon?
Yeah. It was very short, and they, you know, I hadn't really seen anything like that, I don't think, from EA, where it says like gameplay on at the Xbox presentation.
Yeah, you know, but I guess they've got some sort of promotion deal, you know. And I guess they couldn't come to an agreement. Like, they wanted to do something. Well, maybe Microsoft gave them a bag of money, but they said, look, it's still our conference. We want to show something here.
Yeah, something cool and new and big. And
yep.
So they didn't show much, but they got to show it first.
Yeah.
But yeah, holy shit. That, to me, that's my game of that, or another one we'll talk about soon. But I think that's my game of E3.
Yep. You're happy with the Mass Effect cross Destiny game?
Oh, stoked. I know how much fun I've had in Destiny with my friends, and we really created like a little mini lifestyle, and everyone had their own things going on, but we'd all jump into Destiny and really bonded over that for a while, like, and in different groups as well. Like, I had my own bandmates, and then I had my own, you know, other gamer mates, and we had different teams, and we were all leveling up. And I guess like you do in any good multiplayer sort of MMO, you get your sort of groups of friends that do it. But it was so, I don't know, it felt really awesome and fun. And I just think Anthem just feels like that, plus open world and jetpacks and exploration. You know, that's one thing I missed out on feeling in Destiny, was that exploration thing. And this, you saw it in the gameplay they showed at the Xbox thing, where you gain XP for entering certain areas, which to me means like you'll be exploring and looking around, and they're kind of promoting that. And holy shit, I love doing that so much on my own, but with friends, I'm so excited. I think it looks awesome, and the different outfit things like armor, Titanfall-y style, like, I'm so excited. I'm super, super hyped for Anthem.
I'll tell you, people that aren't super hyped for Anthem are all those Andromeda fans out there that feel like they've been ripped off.
Can we go ahead and call them Mass Effect fans? Because I don't think there are any actual Andromeda fans because of Anthem.
Oh, there's some people that are quite annoyed that feel like they've been shortchanged by BioWare on this one.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you can see where they're coming from. It doesn't like change. A game that comes out that looks very Mass Effect-like compared to what came out with Andromeda earlier this year.
It was almost a punch in the teeth to open the Xbox trailer with the facial animation scene. It's like they're rubbing it in. Yeah. Like, the game's about wearing armor, so your face is usually covered anyway, but they're like, you know what, let's just show some facial animation so they know where that went.
This game comes out next year. I'll be keeping an eye on it over the next, you know, several months as new information comes out for it. Yeah, well, Microsoft came next.
Yeah, exactly. So that'll happen there as well. Main sort of stuff.
Well, their main thing was the Xbox One X.
Xbox One X. Man, we were wondering what they were going to call that thing. I don't know if I even thought of that.
Yeah, I would have gone the Xbox One Elite.
Yeah, but they made one of those.
Yeah, but, you know, with the Elite controller, and they could have, hey, we've got Elite controls, now we've got Elite consoles.
No, but they made an Xbox One Elite.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah.
Well, my friend Twan bought one. Shout out to Twan. Hello.
Hi, Twan.
Screw you for getting one of those.
Yeah. So, okay, have you actually had a look at how Xbox One X is written yet?
Yeah, with the Xbox and then the number one and then the letter X?
No. Go X and then B and then O for one and then X for X. And look what it spells.
Wait, I don't know what you... Okay. X, B,
O, one. So, you got Xbox and then you got the word one and then you've got X.
Yeah.
Now, take the XB...
Yeah.
And the O from one.
Yeah.
And the X.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Xbox.
Very good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think that was a high five in their marketing department there. Someone goes, Xbox One X. And everyone goes, oh, okay. And then he draws it like on the whiteboard and he just gets high five straight away.
Yeah, but you know what? I love that they openly said, we don't like the name X-Bone. when everyone tried to shorten it. So everyone used X-Bone. So you know what's going to happen?
What?
It's just going to be X-Bone X now. Yeah, that's right. Because people know that they're trying to get rid of that. And I just don't think they will.
Yeah. Well, the X-Bone X or Xbox X, Xbox One X launches worldwide November 7th. How do you feel about the price?
See, what I'm annoyed at is we talked about this a little while ago and you said, you know, we were talking about predictions and you're asking me how I felt and I said that I would pay up to $700 for it.
Yes.
And I wouldn't go much more. And I'm just annoyed that they went, oh, is that so, Carl? Well, let's put that right there on that limit then.
Well, it's retailing at $499 US, which then conversion into Australian is about $660. And then you add on our famous Australian tax, you get about $700. But then other sources have speculated or claimed that it's going to be $650 Australian.
See, $650 Australian would be just
I can't see it being that. Why would it be $10 cheaper than the US?
I don't know. And I don't believe that. But no. I hope I'm wrong. I'd love to be wrong. But no, it's got to be $699. I mean, they love their 99s. If it's $499, it's even just that marketing number.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I'd be surprised if it was $650 over here, especially if it's gone for $499 over there. But you're okay with that? If you're paying $700 for this console, which you already have, really, but it's got 4K.
Yeah.
And faster load times.
Yep.
And you're okay with that?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't buy the Xbox One S.
Yep.
So I have a 4K TV that doesn't play 4K Blu-ray yet.
Yep.
I was going to buy the PS... 4 Pro for it, but then I found out that that didn't do it either.
Yep.
You know, now I was just kind of pondering, do I buy the Xbox One S and upgrade, you know, like a minuscule amount, but it's super cheap, or do I just buy the Xbox One X? And I mean, it is a bit expensive, but I do really want the Blu-ray player just for myself. I love movies and I love, you know, 4K, and I bought a bloody TV for it, so
yep,
I might as well do something with it. Like, I haven't used that TV for its main purpose at all yet. I'm that exception. I don't think everyone's sitting around with an unused 4K TV at home, so I don't know if it's worth it to most people.
That's the thing. Like, do you reckon Microsoft have stuffed themselves here almost, like, by trying to release this premium console for so much money? Like, $700, it's a lot to drop down, especially if you already own the console.
Yeah, but I mean, it depends. Like, see, PlayStation... I've kind of spent almost that already, like, just if you want a PlayStation and a VR, but that's a whole different experience. It's really hard to tell because, like, people are spending money on premium stuff.
I bought the PlayStation Pro, but that's because I didn't own a PlayStation 4.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I wonder if people who don't have an Xbox One would buy this because it is still very expensive.
Well, if I was buying an Xbox One and I didn't have an Xbox, let's say...
Yeah,
I probably would buy that because it's the better version.
Yeah, but and you'd be okay with spending about $700?
I'd have to think about that though. The $700, like, that's a lot to drop on one machine. But we don't even know if it's going to be $700. We could be off here too. So people, please don't take that as what it's going to be. It could still be $650, but still $650 is a lot of money on one machine. Like, yeah, my true. PlayStation Pro was, I think, $540 when I bought that.
Yeah, and how long after launch was that?
Pretty much immediately.
Oh, was it? Nice.
Yeah, I got it pretty soon after launch.
Okay.
Like, so that one day I just went, price. I'm going to go to JB and buy a PlayStation Pro, and that's what I did.
Yep, I remember that, and I think that was your best gaming action ever, because I don't know if you've even looked at your Xbox since.
No, we played Wildlands and Injustice 2, which... You ran away to Japan and we never got our final fight in, so I claim victory by default. I have Stephen Bradbreed here. You've just fallen over and I've just skated through to the finish line. Thank you, Carl.
That's all right. I'll take the defeat for Japan. You know, there was a train there. How's this for some game train? There was a train in Japan where when you stopped at the station before the train left, instead of playing this normal train thing over the speakers, it played the victory song from Final Fantasy Battles.
Oh, wow. I would have just lost my mind at that point.
I absolutely did. I was in a train. I was like, oh my God, somebody film me. I'm in a train. I do fucking game train, and this is the Final Fantasy song, and we play this for our hype train. But then the next stop played a different tune, and then we never went back to that same stop. So I was pretty gutted. But I think that was one of my Japan moments. I loved it.
Speaking of hype, back at Microsoft's presentation, when Phil Spencer came out and goes, "We're going to be showing today 42 games with 22 exclusives," I just about fell off my couch.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Talk about like going, "Hey guys, this is what we're going to do." And it was full on. Like, I'm sitting there trying to take notes, right? And it doesn't help that it's like stupid o'clock in the morning. But it's exactly. Just game after game after game. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I'm just trying to jot stuff down and then like refocus for the next game. And then by the time I've sort of like my brain's like, you know, registered what I'm watching. And then we're on the next one. So I'm then trying to write down everything on the next one. Oh, it was just ridiculous. Yeah,
and it's live. So you know, you don't want to pause it because you want to live the moment.
Yep.
And it's,
yep.
You're looking down at your phone and you're looking up and you're like, wait, what the fuck? What's going on? What is that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep.
And then you try and write about it because whatever you're looking at is so amazing. Same thing. So then you're trying to look and write.
Yep.
And you're spelling errors and you're like, oh, I'll just run with it.
And then they put a Porsche on stage. Like, why are they putting Porsches on stages?
Yeah, come on. I mean, it's better than a dance number that no one recognizes, but still.
Yeah, that's true. I just thought it was a bit strange that they're like, and this is the new Porsche 911 GT2 RS. And I'm like, that's cool.
Yeah, it's cool that they are using E3 as, you know, a place to show cars now because the, you know, entertainment world and gaming world and car world have come together. But the people waking up at 3 a.m. to watch this show aren't there to see cars.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just like, show us Forza 7. And then they did, which looked freaking great, by the way.
Oh my God.
Like,
incredible.
It looks so good. And they're like, and it's got over 700 cars. I'm like, what now?
Oh, and the weather and how the skies open up.
Yep.
And like, the, oh my God, that.
And they showed some footage of like taking an old bombed out wreck and they're like doing it up to like being like this sports car. That's pretty cool. That's what I'm kind of excited about.
Yeah, I mean, Forza Horizon 3 did it already, but, I mean, it is still Forza, so
yeah,
it's still cool.
But yeah, October 3rd, that one drops, so should be cool. Should be cool. I just think it's a bit strange that they're releasing that, like, because they showed this pretty much straight after the Xbox One X, right? They're like, and here's Forza 7 on it. It's like,
yeah,
why not either delay Forza 7 for a month and release it the same day as your new console? Or yeah, release your console on October 3rd on the same day. It's like, it just feels a bit strange. Like, let's say you really wanted Forza 7 and then you've already got a normal Xbox and you're going to buy an Xbox One X. But then you've like bought Forza 7 and you're like, oh, I'll play it on my Xbox One. It won't be as exciting as then going onto the Xbox One X rather than getting them both at the same time.
Yeah. Maybe they're doing it on purpose. So people do that. And then hopefully when they get the Xbox One X and pop it into there, hopefully they notice a huge difference because they've been playing it for a month and they're really used to how it looks.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I didn't think maybe, of it that way.
You know, neither did I till that very 1 second. Wow. But
so when do you start work for Microsoft?
Yeah, correct. Don't worry about it. I mean, I think I just figured out their plan. That's what they want.
Yep. Well, we've had inside scoops into their freaking board meetings. We've got inside scoops into their freaking marketing ideas. This is great.
Don't worry about it. We got this. Oh. Seriously, though, even though I've never played any of them, how good did Metro Exodus look?
It looked pretty cool. It looked pretty
cool.
Holy
shit. It looked like Black, but in the current gen.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool. But again, that's a 2018 game. And it's like, come on, guys.
Yeah.
We want some 2017 stuff here to get hype about.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, well, yeah. Forza. Hooray.
Like Assassin's Creed Origins. It finally happened. They finally showed thing of it. It actually happened. No leak. It was just, bang, here you go.
Oh, and I mean, so much was leaked. I'm impressed with how little they showed the pyramids.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. I mean, I thought that's all there was to Egypt. I didn't really think that. Don't hate on me, everyone. But,
yeah,
you know.
I think they wanted to show like the gameplay and stuff and maybe a bit less of the climbing aspect. Because really, Egypt isn't a high sort of, you know, region.
No, and they don't need it. I mean, you do think of Assassin's Creed originally as a climbing game, but like when they did less climbing, like Black Flag, they made one of the best Assassin's Creeds ever. And then they tried to like emphasize the climbing and talk about climbing up and then, you know, changing the way you climb down and making that all so important in Unity, and nobody gave a shit.
So I thought they did London really well in Syndicate, even though London's a low city as well.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's still a city, though.
Yeah, it's true. But
there's still rooftops.
You mentioned Black Flag, and the Black Flag team is working, well, is the ones that made Origins, so I'm excited for that, because Black Flag's one of the best ones in the series. And when they're like, yep, it was the Black Flag team, and we've been working on this since Black Flag, you're like, oh wow, this should be good then. You guys have had a solid 3.5 years on this now.
Yeah, they have. Oh my god, I'm so excited. It feels so grown up, like the way you move and fight.
It felt familiar in the way that the character looked and moved, I felt. But then when I was watching the fighting, I went, hey, okay, that's cool. Like, they've changed the fighting way. Like, it used to be older guards would stand around you and one by one would jump in and you take one out and the next one. In this one, it was almost kind of like there was a bit more like strategy asylum-y? Involved. Like, he was dodging around like you do in Dark Souls sort of thing and blocking attacks then going back in. And I hope that it's like it's got like good rich combat, because
I wonder if it's sort of fast and responsive like Arkham Asylum and Shadow of Mordor, or if it's more like Dark Souls or The Witcher, where everything's kind of a bit more weighted and thought through. I wonder which kind of dynamic fighting it is. It was a bit hard to tell. I imagine it would be that faster one, but it was kind of hard to tell. But either of them are great fighting engines.
What I'm really looking forward to is these RPG elements have added. So
yes,
you know, all your weapons will have stats now. You'll level up. You'll get ability points. I'm kind of really excited for all that.
Yeah, same. I love the proper horse riding.
Yeah, and camel
riding.
That's
cool. And, like, getting loot? Like, what?
Yeah, it's like, oh, here's like an epic bow. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, what is that? That's not Assassin's Creed. That's awesome.
And I do like how it has gone back, how they haven't kept the past stuff moving forward as they'd been slowly doing. And, you know, we got up to, like, Victorian London sort of thing, you know, during the Industrial Revolution there.
Of course, guns was taking away from the whole thing. Like, it was okay when you had one or two bullets, you know, per 30 seconds.
Yep.
But yeah, it was just not right. Sorry, did you see or do you know if it's got any modern stuff at all in it?
No, but the rumors said there is modern stuff.
Ah.
So the rumors have pretty much been smack on with everything.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't think they just decided not to show it at the moment.
Damn, they gotta drop that.
No way. You're kidding.
Why, you reckon?
I love those bits.
It
added so much to the story.
Yeah, in part one and two.
And Revolution and blah, blah, blah. Revelation and, whatever it was.
And Black Flag, you reckon? That was useful?
No, in the original...
The big gaming company?
In the original five games, it worked quite well.
It did. It did, but then it was like, you know, just really milking it and trying to make something out of something that just wasn't there anymore. And I don't know, I thought what would have been cool is if they slowly did that and then slowly went to Syndicate and then kind of went modern and then finally met up and then what you got was Watch Dogs. You know? And then you realize that Watch Dogs is Assassin's Creed canon.
And then Watch Dogs fly to Bolivia and we've got Ghost Recon, Tom Clancy's Wildlands.
Exactly. You know, maybe all of Ubisoft is one big connected universe, including the Rabbids. Wait, that's not Ubisoft. Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. And we'll get to the Rabbids in a bit. All right, so other stuff to come out of Microsoft. The PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds game. You heard of that?
Have I? I watched the same thing you did.
Yeah, but I already knew what the game was.
Oh, no, I had not.
Oh, right. Okay, well, it's this massive battle royale, sort of Hunger Games style game, which has taken PC gaming by storm 3 million players are playing it.
You know, I had.
And I spoke to you about this game a little ago, and you went, oh, nah, I don't really PC game that much. I won't download it. I'm like, come on, man, I just bought the game. Come and have a look.
That's that game you were talking about.
That's that game. So we're going to get this on Xbox, both of us, and we're going to give it a go on console, because I think you'd actually really enjoy it.
I'm so bad at these games, and if I have to wait, I mean, I'm so out of the, like, what is it, 100 fight to the death or something?
Yeah.
I'm always going to be number one or two.
No, but you can do it in pairs running around as well. With my undies. So it's like 50 teams and fighting to the death.
Okay, okay. If we can get like two or three more people and everyone promises not to betray me, then I'm down.
All right. State of Decay 2, originally thought to be out this year, is coming out next year. I'm sad.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that does look really, really cool.
More stuff on Sea of Thieves again next year. I thought that was going to be this year. Sad again.
Yeah, Sea of Thieves looks like a lot of fun as well. It's like, I mean, Anthem is like space Sea of Thieves. They're both going to be very similar time holes with friends, and you know. So I think it'll really be about choosing with those. I mean, they're both huge open worlds with discovery, but Sea of Thieves is this sort of, it looks stunning.
Yep.
A very different kind of art
it
style.
It looks fun.
Yeah.
Cuphead is coming out soon.
Yeah, for reals, with an actual date.
Yep, September 29.
September 27?
I thought it was 29.
We'll roll with that then.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. September sometime, Cuphead is coming out.
Yep.
That's that old school cartoon looking platformer. By old school cartoon,
looks like old
with
Mickey Mouse.
Like 1930s cartoons.
Yeah, really old.
Like, yeah, the like original Walt Disney style look.
First school instead of just old school.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Which is pretty cool. Crackdown 3.
Yeah, finally.
Yep, got its release date, November 7. Are you excited for that?
You know what? I didn't see any buildings being smashed.
I just saw Terry Crews screaming at the camera.
Which was kind of... It gave it that weird Sunset Overdrive silliness, which was really fun.
Yeah. But then at the same time, I looked at it and went, oh, I'm not that impressed at the moment. Like,
nah. They said we were going to get giant destruction of buildings, like room by room, brick by brick, and they were going to use like the Xbox One's exclusive special cloud technology to do it. And I didn't see anything get blown up or crumble.
Oh, just your expectations.
Wow.
Life is Strange is getting a prequel.
Yes.
And it comes out August 31st, the first episode. Like, that's not far away at all. That's pretty cool.
No, that's so good. I'm so excited for that. I loved the first game. I absolutely loved it.
I haven't played it, but it's free on the PlayStation Network this month. So I'm going to be downloading it and giving it a go.
Yeah, please do. Yeah. I mean, and just push through the bits that you wish you could run on. You can't really run that fast.
Okay.
And it makes the game feel slow, but just get it done. It's not long. It really isn't that long. And it's a really awesome game. Very beautifully done and told.
Do you think Microsoft tried to squeeze too much into this presentation they did?
Yeah. Yeah. That was very obvious when they started doing the shotgun scenes.
Yeah.
Of like game, you know, like, After Crackdown, actually, they just... And I was writing down little notes as I was watching.
Yep.
Saying like, oh, yep, Crackdown, cool, looks fun, November 7. It's a launch game for the Xbox One X.
Yes.
That's worth noting. Mm-hmm. So I was writing stuff like that, and then they started showing these things, and all I could get was the title.
Yeah.
Barely. I was like, Osiris, Raiders of the Broken Planet, Unruly Heroes, 2D, pretty.
Fable Fortunes, Path of Exile. Conan Exiles.
Yeah, Surviving Mars.
What?
I don't know. Fable of... Yeah, card game. Yeah. Observer. First person something?
Yeah. Black Desert.
Yeah, that's it. Robocraft. Minion Masters. What is Minion Masters? I don't know. I didn't get a chance to talk about it. Brawl Out. Smash Brothers something? Ooblets.
Yeah, Ooblets. That's right. Yeah, Ooblets.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dark and Light. Strange Brigade. River Bond. Hello Neighbor Shift.
Black Desert.
Yeah, definitely. I think they were really trying to make a point because... And they always do this. Microsoft, and you know, I've just been such a fan because of the 360, but they always like look up to their big brother PlayStation and try and be like just like them one day. And then each time they try it, they go too far you know, like, like if your brother is, I don't know, some famous motocross rider or something, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to be like him. And then you get on like a mountain bike and ride down a cliff and then you smash your head on something. Because like last year, PlayStation had just game. So this year, Xbox is like, oh, you, all right, let's do that. And they went like, game.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the fuck? Just, and then PlayStation came back and was kind of like, elegantly did it again like they did last year, and we're like game.
But it was like a lot slower.
Yeah, but like you could take it in, and it was beautiful, and it was still like game after game and minimal talking. But like, I mean, and I'm stoked Xbox showed so much, but come on.
Yeah. You can, just slow it down a little for us note takers at home. Can actually
30 would have been fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 42? What are you guys doing? Yeah. Just so they could just like big note themselves. It's like, yeah, we had.
And say they showed the 22 most.
22 exclusives. Yeah, but I saw no Last of Us style like game there. You know, like just that one game that everyone just goes, whoa, you know.
I have to stop you there. I did see Anthem.
Okay, I'll say this too. The Last of Us 2 or Anthem, what would you buy?
What would I buy?
Just one. You only get one. The other one gets disintegrated on the spot.
Holy shit. I'd buy, you know what? If that's the real thing, I would absolutely 100% buy Anthem.
You're because an idiot.
Wait.
Last of Us 2, are you serious?
Yeah, because The Last of Us 2 would be just the most amazing. Look, you can't talk. You played The Last of Us 1 this year.
I played but it anyway. Last week, thank you very much.
No, I'd buy Anthem because I would... Because you said the other one would disintegrate. So yeah. And then I'd go watch a Let's Play of you playing Last of Us 2. Because I could at least enjoy the whole story. Whereas with Anthem, I don't want to watch anyone play that. I want to play that game for months and months and months.
All right. Okay. Very, very good.
That's my move.
Well done.
And I would be so sad I didn't play it, but you know what I mean. Those games, they're just told so beautifully that you could fucking just watch someone play it and nearly get the same enjoyment just because of how brilliant those things are, like filmed and acted. But let's not talk about that because it wasn't at the whole E3.
That's right. And yeah, we have no idea when that's coming out. But on to our next company, Bethesda, everything they showed is coming out this year.
Awesome. And I took shit all notes because I watched it on a train in Japan.
I was watching it before a football game at the ground.
So none of us like anything except video games, I guess.
No. It's like, well, it was on and it was just before the, you know, all the pre-game stuff was starting. So I was watched half the conference, put the phone away, and when I got home, watched the rest. So... But, yeah, Bethesda, everything they announced is coming out this year, including Skyrim again.
And again with the VR one.
Yes, and Doom VR as well is coming out. Like, so they've gone for a strong VR push.
Yep.
They also, Dishonored 2.5 is coming out.
Yes. Oh, that looks cool. I love Dishonored so much. More than Prey, and Prey is newer.
The Evil Within got a sequel. It's coming out October 13th, Friday the 13th there.
Yeah, clever. Well done. I got the first one, but it was so weird to play. It was like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. It felt very floofy. Mm-hmm. Is that a word? Can I use that? Like nothing felt solid. I don't know. It was something. It was like playing a Sega action game, like Bayonetta style, or like, you know, Devil May Cry. How nothing's really solid, but those are fun because they're fluid and fast, but it felt like that, but slow, and nothing felt real. Everything felt like paper or soft.
Well,
nothing was heavy.
Evil Within 2, do you think you'll give it a go?
It looks amazing, but I don't think so. I just think this... I mean, I'd love to, but there's just so much coming out.
Also, Wolfenstein 2.
That looks awesome.
The New Colossus, yeah? You like that?
That looks really awesome. Yeah, I'm definitely going to give that one a try. Part 1 was just so good. I like its quirkiness. I like its weird, squarey style.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's so like cinematically, you know, graphically realistic and yet so cartoony at the same time. I love that weird mashup, and it's the same mashup in its tone where it's like some really serious Nazi killing shit going on, but it's quirky as well, like funny or weird dark humor. I really like the space that game exists in.
Yeah, PC Gaming Show was a bit of a... I don't even know how to describe that. It was weird to watch that.
Oh, I missed that one completely.
There was a lot of awkward bits in that show. That's all I'll say.
Oh, damn. Yeah. I watched the PC one last year, and it was awful.
Yeah, they had the same guy hosting it again.
And they were all like sitting in like a little room?
Oh, no, no, this was different. This was on a stage this time.
I mean, it was a stage, but it was like a tiny stage.
Oh, they spoke about new i9 chipsets for Intel, how Destiny 2 will take advantage of using older cores on PC.
Man, all this talk about PC Master Race, and they just die every E3, man.
Well, they showed off more stuff for Shadow of War. That was kind of cool. Oh, that's right. The Age of Empires Definitive Edition. Yes, that was cool.
Ah,
yeah,
that's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, it's the 20th anniversary of Age of Empires this year. They're re-releasing it. And all the graphics have been like updated and the sound's been remastered. They've updated some of the gameplay as well.
Oh, okay, that's
cool. Yeah, like some of the pathing, and it allows you to actually make like control groups now. Yeah, just things like that. So yeah, that comes out this year.
All right. Yeah, that's kind
of
cool.
No, I'm kind of excited for that, actually. Ubisoft. I actually really liked Ubisoft's conference.
Yeah, so did I. So did I.
They kicked it off so well. Like, they had, like, the French Ubisoft dude talking about Mario Rabbids, and then they bring out Mr. Miyamoto.
Oh, man.
He was given a standing ovation by the crowd.
He is, like, gaming royalty, and it was just so heartwarming seeing everyone just stood up. Like, it wasn't even, you know, those standing ovations where like a bunch of people in the front stand and then people go like, oh, are we doing this? Are we standing? Yeah. And then the people in the back like, okay, I guess that's a good enough reason. We'll all stand because everyone's kind of standing. This is like everyone thought it at the same time and the crowd just all stood up.
Yeah.
It was so good to see. It was like, and so they should. Like, this guy is a king.
And then it was just an awkward exchange on stage.
Oh, it was awful. That's what happened after it.
Mr. Miyamoto can't speak or understand much English at all.
Yeah.
And he's there with this strange gun, and he kind of looked at it. He kind of didn't really know what it was.
Yep.
And then him and the French guy, like, pointing at each other, and it was just this...
posing for photos.
It was a bit strange. And then the Ubisoft guy could hardly talk.
Yeah, he couldn't even say anything. They were like... Miyamoto was saying things, and then his translator was translating, and then instead of having a reply from Ubisoft, he'd say something again for his translator, and then the translator would say his thing, and then he'd be again, and...
And then Miyamoto would just awkwardly smile, and...
Yeah, while waiting. I mean,
you can see why Miyamoto doesn't really do much on-stage stuff at E3 anymore, because I don't think he enjoys it.
Yeah, but I mean, I wonder why Nintendo don't... I mean... I don't wonder. The things they do with their, like, every 3 or 4 month showings are pretty cool, and they can control everything and have their own effects in the background. But, I mean, they have Reggie, and he's such a great speaker. It'd be awesome to see him live on stage at E3.
Yeah, I'd like to see, like, a debate between Reggie and Todd Howard.
Yeah.
That would be cool. That would be good. Like, I don't know what they'd argue over or just agree on stuff together. Whatever, I don't know. I think it'd just be kind of cool.
It was cool, though, having Miyamoto... talking about how Nintendo and Ubisoft are rivals and try to make the best software. That was kind of interesting and fun to see.
But then the game they spoke about, Mario Rabbids, the game that we were like laughing about last month, actually looks really good.
It really does look good. So hats off to Ubisoft, because I mean, Nintendo didn't do anything with this game except give them the characters.
And said, do something new with it.
Yeah, don't make a jumping game
or
a platformer. And I wasn't aware that Nintendo really had no input at all.
Yeah.
Which is so impressive because it feels Nintendo-y, I guess, because of the characters. But the way it's just like, it's fresh fun.
Yeah.
And
it looks cool. It's just like this tactical turn-based adventure game. And it just...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like that in an XCOM sort of mold, but with Mario characters and Rabbids. Yeah, I think it just looks like it could be fun.
It really does. And like, the strategy looks interesting, but still fun and playful. And
It's launching October 29, exclusive to Switch.
Yes. August 29?
What did I say, October?
Yeah. Oh,
man, see, I'm still tired from all these... I'm still... You're right. August 29. Crew 2?
Yeah, you know what? That looks really good. I wished the first one was better than it was. I was really looking forward to it at the time. Mm-hmm. Please be good. But man, it looks super fun.
Racing planes and powerboats? That's cool. It's like, you know, I saw the cars and the bikes. I was like, oh yeah, okay, whatever. And then they're like, hey, here's planes and powerboats. I'm like, okay, all right, you got my attention now.
Yeah, right? I want to know how, like, I mean, I know it's going to be a huge open world, but what's the open freedom going to be like in planes? Like, wow, are you going to race in hoops like GTA 5 style?
I don't know.
I mean, and the boats, like, what will the water physics be like? It's a racing game. I'm so curious. Like, is it going to be like Wave Race 64 for the new age? Like, with their water physics?
Yeah, exactly. But, like, could be kind of cool. What did you think of Skull and Bones, the new IP?
I'm so excited for it.
It's like, it's PvP on ships.
It's Black Flag, but multiplayer. Yeah, PvP.
Yep.
Like, everything good from Black Flag, and you know they would have just used the same sort of technology. I love that. All I wanted in Black Flag, so bad, Assassin's Creed Black Flag, for those who don't know what I'm talking about, was the pirate one. I wanted so bad to be able to modify the boats and the ships in that. And now you can, from the looks of things. It looks like you can upgrade them. And
we saw, finally, gameplay for Far Cry 5.
Yes.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I did.
You can see how the co-op will sort of work with it. You know, with that sort of second person being with you at all times, and switching sort of from co-op to single player, that you'll get like an AI person with you.
Yeah, I hope it's like what we wanted from Wildlands, where you'll always have the people that you expect to have with you.
Well, you can jump in Far Cry, so it's already an improvement.
Yes, exactly. but I think, yeah, I have a real Far Cry is what Wildlands should have been vibe from this, because, you know, like, you have the planes and the helicopters, you know, different mood, obviously. It's not a military thing and it's first person, but it looks really good. It looks really, and hearing the presenter drop that F-bomb was pretty fun.
Yeah, no, it should be cool. I'm looking forward to playing Far Cry 5 next year when it releases. We'll have to do some co-op and see what it's like.
Yeah, I'm so down for that.
It feels like next year, actually, looking at all these releases coming out and what we've been talking about, is going to be quite the co-op year.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Like, State of Decay 2 is co-op based. Far Cry 5 is co-op based.
A Way Out?
A Way Out is co-op based. Sea of Thieves, co-op.
Yeah, of course. And Anthem, co-op.
And Anthem as well. Like, I feel year is going to be like year of the co-op.
Whereas this year was year of the open world.
Yeah.
Wow, and I think next year is going to be very much like this year, where the start of the year is just going to be gangbusters awesome games.
Yeah, well, because we've also got Red Dead 2 coming out stuff next year too, so
yeah,
it's going to be gangbusters, it's going to go into this quiet dip that we're currently in now, and then towards the end of the year, it will then pick up again.
I think coming out early in the year is the new cool now.
Speaking of next year, Sony's press conference was all about next year.
Oh, man.
Well, that's what it felt like.
You're really going to skip Beyond Good and Evil 2?
Beyond Good and Evil 2 was revealed. Yeah, sorry. Beyond Good and Evil 2. Now, that'd been rumored for so long.
Yeah, and they have shown a trailer, like, what, 3 years ago of this?
I don't know. Like, I never even played the first
one. Gorgeous game. I mean, this one's going to be a prequel to anyone who hasn't played it, so it's not that important. The world is just gorgeous. Holy shit, that world is like, I love how it's multicultural and multi-ethnic, you know, and it's in a totally separate solar system, but you still see like familiar things.
It looked very Fifth Element like, the city.
Yeah, it did a bit. Yeah, with rooted in a little bit more sort of ancient culture-y stuff. It had like a dirty future, heaps of detail, very like, what's that guy's name? Blomkamp or District 5, Elysium, Chappie.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of like dirty future, but still like lived in and real. Oh, it looks so cool. Lots of swearing. Mm-hmm.
But they didn't say when it was going to come
still
out. So I'm thinking 2019.
Oh, easy.
It won't be next year, but happy for the fans that have been waiting for it. Like, it, you know how there was all those games of like The Last Guardian, Final Fantasy 15, Beyond Good Evil 2? There's only one left in that list of that everyone's been wanting to come out.
Oh, well, there's Final Fantasy 7.
No. I mean, the list of all these games. Half-Life 3.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Like, that was like the E3 list that every year, oh, is it going to be at E3 this year? Or is it coming out this year? And then when you see another, you know, or do you reckon they could announce it this year? You know, while the Final Fantasy VII Remake was something that was always rumoured and things, I feel like, you know, stuff like that had been in development for so long, like Final Fantasy XV or Good and Evil 2, that just sort of disappeared, or The Last Guardian, how it was shown as a PlayStation 3 tech demo.
Yeah.
And then disappeared and then came back again. And I feel like Half-Life 3 is in that sort of little pocket of games of people just waiting.
Yep, yep. Well, the new pocket is going to be Final Fantasy 7 and Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, well done, Square Enix.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You guys have priors here. Stop it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh.
So, Sony, everything's coming out next year.
Yes.
Thanks. No, well, you know, they showed Uncharted Lost Legacy, which I didn't think was really needed since coming out really soon. I think we've seen enough
of it. We have seen enough of it. It wasn't needed. That's 100% correct, especially for their opening thing. That's what you open with?
Exactly. Like, even just show a 60-second Last of Us 2 second trailer similar to the first. Just something like that. Just get people excited. Like, and then after that, it was Horizon Zero Dawn, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you know...
I'm pretty stoked.
Hey, sorry?
I'm pretty stoked, but yeah, it just looks like
Was it really needed to go at second in their press conference?
Really weird openings. Like, aren't the openings supposed to be like these big... shocking things.
Like, it's cool that it comes out this year and it looks great. A new region and all that.
Yeah, but I mean, very similar.
But they could have put it in the middle and it still would have been awesome.
Yeah, exactly. When they were doing their like game after game after game stuff.
And then after that was Days Gone. And I was so excited to see this game again because I was like, man, you know, I was waiting for more info after seeing it at E3 last year. And I watched this and I'm like, okay, this looks cool. You know, it's kind of like Horizon Zero Dawn zombies.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm watching it, I'm like, all right, where's this release date? Is it coming out this year? Is it coming out this year? Is it coming out this year? And then that was the end of the trailer.
Yeah. Is it coming out next year?
No, we don't know.
Thanks, guys.
And I'm like, oh, wow, cool. Even, like, I would have been disappointed with 2018, but I would have been like, okay, next year. I don't even know if it's going to be next year. It still could be this year.
Maybe.
Don't know.
Maybe it's a secret. No, why would they not tell us if it was going to be this year?
Why would they not? Why would they just... Nothing?
I don't know, and it doesn't look...
Like, I thought they were going to actually... Like, it looked like in the press conference that they were going to, you know, send someone out afterwards to announce something, but it kind of didn't really happen.
It looks like far enough in development that it's not one of those games that's going to come out in 2019.
No, it looks like something that could really launch this year.
It looks done. I mean, we only saw one section, but I mean, they've obviously got the mechanics down, the engines down, everything's like done.
And looking at the back half of this year, in terms of what's releasing, Sony have Uncharted, Lost Legacy coming out August 23, but then they have no other exclusives for the rest of the year.
When's Horizon Zero Dawn?
That's DLC.
Well, so is Uncharted.
Like, I'm saying Uncharted's more like Uncharted 4.5.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like this isn't going to be Horizon 1.5.
No, but I guess with, you know, yeah, at least with Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite and COD World War 2, even though they're not exclusives, that might just be enough.
Yeah, true. Well, yeah, that comes out September 19, Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah, and November 3.
And there's a story demo available now.
Yep.
If anyone wants to go download that. So. We'll be reviewing Marvel vs. Capcom later in the
year. I'm pretty excited. It looks very Injustice-y, but with more characters and a different sort of mood, a bit more colourful.
Yeah, the 2v2 fighting as well.
Yeah, that of course. And I get to be Mega Man X. Pretty stoked.
Yes, I get to be...
Cool, you sound really excited.
No, I'm very excited. I just can't even remember who... Oh, Ken, of course.
Oh, yeah, you must love him so much.
Come on. Yeah. Greatest character in Street Fighter ever.
How did you feel about Shadow of the Colossus?
Well, I never played the original, so I was like, okay, I'll get
damn
this.
Damn it. I'm so...
But again, I was hoping for a launch this year. Like, when I saw the trailer and that, I was like, and then it's like, next year, I'm like,
Yep.
And then they showed a new Monster Hunter game, which looks awesome.
It does look awesome.
Coming next year. Like, where's all your stuff coming out this year, Sony? Like, have you guys, like, pulled up stumps on 2017?
Yeah. I guess so. Well, there was VR Skyrim.
And there was VR Final Fantasy 15 Monster of the Deep Fishing.
Yeah, that's something. There was a lot of VR, actually, which I was very happy with. Being
The Impatient, which is a Until Dawn prequel.
Yeah.
That looks scary.
I can't wait. I love scary in VR. It's so effective.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of next year as well, God of War.
Oh, yeah.
Next year as well. It's like, oh, come on, guys. Like, God of War could have released this year.
Yeah.
Again, that's early 2018. So what, God of War is going to go up against Red Dead Redemption 2?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're very different games, I guess, so.
Yeah, but at the same time, you...
Yeah, you don't want to release next to Red Dead, whoever you are.
No, exactly. And then there are other Sony's big exclusive game. Detroit Become Human. Got another trailer, which this time it actually got my attention. I was like, actually, this looks really
cool.
Yeah,
it does.
With the third perspective of Marcus. Like, they've shown trailers of two other characters.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the third one that you get to play as Marcus. And this looked cool. Like, it was like a proper Android revolution going on. It looked like really interesting.
Yeah, it looked like it played a bit like Division, just from how it, I guess, the snow.
Yeah, or Division crossed Heavy Rain or something.
Yeah, yeah, I guess, yeah.
But again, they didn't show a release date. Maybe that one's a bit further out.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that one's been, they've been leaking or drip feeding bits and pieces of that for years as well. So that can join the Kingdom Hearts 2 and the Final Fantasy 7 new list.
Destiny 2 is coming out earlier now.
Yeah.
Being pushed forward a couple of days. So it's September 6th.
Instead of 9, was it?
Yeah, cool. Yeah. All right.
That's good.
Fair enough. And then, yeah, Spider-Man finally
got
a gameplay trailer. And this didn't disappoint.
Holy
except for the release date, which is next year.
Yes, of course. The release date sucked.
Again, I was really holding out for this year for Spider-Man.
Same.
But well, nope, they went, 2018.
But you know what? That Spider-Man 2 gameplay from PS2 is back.
It looks awesome.
Like the running on
what
the walls.
What I'm going to ask you, though, is this going to be Spider-Man Uncharted, or is this going to be open world in some parts? Because at the moment, it just looks like Spider-Man Uncharted.
It has to be open world or nothing. If it's not like Spider-Man 2, then just go home. People have been asking for Spider-Man 2 since Spider-Man 2, and they've given us, what, 8 Spider-Man games since then? And none of them have been Spider-Man 2. Like, we know you can do it. We've done it. We've seen it. We've seen it. And you don't have to go anywhere special. It's just New York. Like, I say that like it's easy. I'm sure an open world New York is extremely hard to make, but they've done it before. And this shows that it's obviously doable to do the web slinging. And I don't know how they'd stop you watching this gameplay, seeing Spider-Man sort of slinging through buildings. And
well, watching this, it did look like a closed in, almost like a level.
Yeah, but I think it was more of an event, like because he mm-hmm. was chasing the helicopter, which looked amazing.
Yeah.
I think they could have been just like, that part there is an event with some, you know, QTEs when things fall on you and you have to do them right. It would have looked weird, but I wish they showed him messing up just to be like, just to see what happens. Is it like start again or you just rewind 3 seconds or what happens if you don't press X?
Yeah, okay.
Or do you fall on the ground? Is it like a dynamic thing and then you have to do something else? How cool was the reveal at the end?
Yeah. Yeah, 2018.
No, I mean, it's fine. This one's worth the wait. Miles Morales. Yeah. How cool. I mean, I don't know what it's going
to... So are you playing as Miles Spider-Man in this one? Or are you a different Spider-Man to Miles? And they were just showing him looking... Or, because you know how, you know, Peter Parker goes down and takes photos of his handiwork afterwards.
Yeah, so it does look like...
Is that what Miles was doing and you're playing as Miles? Like, it didn't sort of...
Yeah, it's hard to tell, but you know what? I hope you're playing as Miles, because if you're not, then the only other thing is that that's a spoiler, because Spider-Man has to die, right?
Does he?
He does if Miles is there.
What if he just gets arrested or something?
He's got to die.
Or he gets captured.
I mean, you can't just be Miles Spider-Man for a little while, and then other Spider-Man, Peter Parker, comes along and goes, oh, all good, you can go now. I'm free
but
again.
It could be Spider-Men then.
I would not play no Spider-Men. Sounds like a boy band.
Co-op. Mate, gear of the co-op.
Oh, no, no. One would have to be the Robin. Or I don't know what you'd call it with a Spider-Man. Some other insect.
Spider-Man 2.
Or two Spider-Men. Maybe this.
What?
Name it backwards.
Oh, no.
Two Spider-Men. I don't know. It could be him. It's a weird-looking suit. Because, you know, like, Miles's suit is kind of that blacky, reddy, different suit in the comics, and this one is like...
I don't really know Miles's Spider-Man. Oh. I haven't really looked at the comics and stuff. I know of him.
He's very cool.
I know he takes on the Spider-Man role after Parker, but yep. That's really what I know. I don't really know much else.
Yep, all good. I don't know a whole lot. I've just read like one or two bits and pieces of comics as you do that don't fit together at all. Because I read one comic and then I read one like months later. And either you buy them every week or you just don't read comics, which is so annoying because comics are so cool. They're just such hard work.
So everyone else did like live on stage presentations except for Nintendo, who like to do their own thing.
Yep.
They did a 25-minute video when every other conference went for over an hour. I think Microsoft's went for 2 hours.
Yep. Yep.
But Nintendo went, yeah, we're just going to do 25 minutes.
And a lot of it was underwhelming.
Awesome. Kirby and Yoshi are both coming out next year.
Oh my god, Yoshi looks so good.
And so does Kirby.
Oh my god, Yoshi looks so good.
And so does Kirby.
Oh my god, Yoshi, holy shit. Can't wait to play Yoshi.
Both of them, anyway, exciting. But again, Kirby, co-op. Year of the co-op.
Yeah, exactly. Kirby does look really good.
It does. I like the old Kirby game, so I'm kind of excited.
Yep,
and 2D. Yoshi as well.
Yeah, Yoshi's great. I love how Yoshi's sticking with this sort of crafty stuff.
Yeah.
It's not woolly again, but it's like Yoshi's been that ever since Yoshi's Story, where they went with sort of crayon drawn.
I loved Yoshi's Story.
Oh, it was just... Oh, sorry, Yoshi's Island. Yoshi's Story.
Yeah, the one with the baby Mario on the back.
Yeah. Sorry, my bad. I take that back. Yoshi's Story wasn't the best one, but Yoshi's Island was just excellent.
Yoshi's Island, yeah. Yep, that was amazing and still one of my favorite SNES platformers.
Oh, all time. It was the first game I ever got after Atari 2600 games.
Oh, wow.
So I was very happy with it. And it was, you know...
It's got an awesome soundtrack, actually.
Oh, yeah, it does. Very cute. But yeah, and then they went woolly, and then now they're still sort of crafty.
You should learn how to play one of those songs.
The Yoshi songs?
Yeah.
Nah, 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 nah. That's Yoshi brought to you by Peter Griffin or something.
But yeah, no, both of them next year.
Both 2D platformy looking things, old school style. Cool.
But, you know, they'll go great on the Switch. You know, it just seems to just suit the Switch.
Absolutely. You know, I can't wait. Forgot about that. I keep forgetting you can take all of these games anywhere. Everything they show here.
Yeah, like Skyrim. That's right. Link's getting a costume in Skyrim. Skyrim's getting a Link costume.
Yes. Whoever you play.
Whoever you play.
Well, that means...
He can run around as Link.
People can finally get their dream of being a female Link.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, people have been talking about that for a while, and this is it.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool cross-promotion thing that they've done.
It is. I mean, Nintendo like to do that and put their stuff in where it has no business being there, and it doesn't affect the game in any way except looking like Nintendo, like Bayonetta wearing Link's costume.
A little off-topic here. Do you think if they do, like, a Super Smash Bros. Deluxe, which was not announced at E3, we could see, like, a rabbit in the game and maybe, like, a Skyrim character in the game?
Wow, I think we will see a rabbit.
I think we will.
Yeah.
I think they'll add a rabbit in for that.
You're right. Great call. Yeah. Great prediction.
Thank you. Do you reckon we could see a Skyrim character?
Possibly. I mean, you know, it seems too serious, but we've seen Snake, so we know that works using a proper person.
Yeah, like they could have like the dragon calls and stuff as their abilities.
Yeah, the yells.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's very interesting.
I should go work for Nintendo now.
Yeah, because you can guess things. That's really true.
Cool.
or play bingo. I mean, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. So, a mainline Pokemon game has been announced for the Switch.
Wait, it has?
You didn't hear that?
No. Where was I for that? Oh, was that in the presentation? Because I kind of skipped all the talking.
Oh, no way. You missed that.
Dude, I watched it 5 minutes before we did this recording.
I don't care. You missed out on like probably the biggest announcement of E3.
You know what? That's a good representation of my whole life because I feel like I missed Pokemon completely.
Dude,
and now I missed the main.
For this.
The main.
So excited thing. To be able to sit on the couch on the TV with Pokemon. That you know. Oh, yeah.
You know what? I might play that one.
No idea when it will come out. I'm thinking 2019 because it was just a guy on screen. He goes, and Pokemon, a mainline Pokemon, is in development now for the Switch. That was it.
So this was their tagline for this presentation is now in development for the Switch.
Pretty much.
Because they did the same for their disgustingly disrespectful yet awesome reveal of Metroid Prime 4.
Well, it was funny because the Pokemon announcement came first and then the Metroid Prime 4 one. So it was like a double dose of what?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, such good news. The Switch is going to be the best-selling console in a long time, I think.
I don't know when Metroid Prime 4 will come out. Maybe 2019 as well.
Yeah.
Who knows? A new Metroid game's coming to 3DS as well.
Yeah.
Samus Returns.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. People are really excited about that because they've been like bugging Nintendo for ages, especially after the last couple of E3s, going, where's the Metroid games on like Wii U or then the Switch? And where's the 3DS ones? And then they released that, what was it, Federation Force?
Oh,
or something?
That was awful.
And then so it's like Nintendo's gone, all right, how about both?
Yep. See, Nintendo are doing everything people asked for the Wii U. Like, they're just smashing out their first parties. Like, they're doing the best Zelda ever. And, you know, Mario Odyssey, which looks fucking good. And then Well, I was going to say, and then if they do Metroid Prime 4 and a mainline Pokemon next year, like, that gives such strong longevity for the first 2 years of the console. And that's without knowing what sort of setup they're planning for, like, virtual console.
And then it feels like we will be getting like a, like we spoke about this quickly before, like a Smash Brothers Deluxe. I think it's in the pipeline.
Yeah, of course.
I think we'll see like remastered versions of Metroid Prime 1, 2, and 3 in the lead up to 4.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, we'll probably see a Pikmin 4 eventually.
Yeah, that's true.
People have been calling out for that for quite a while, so.
Oh.
Oh, and a new Donkey Kong game eventually.
Oh, man. Just a normal Donkey Kong. Mm-hmm. Even if they just did a deluxe version of one of the last two they did, or put the two in one package, that would be
or
so
if
fun
they
to
went
take around.
Or, since everyone's loving Ground Up remakes at the moment, Ground Up remakes of 1, 2, and 3, Donkey Kong Deluxe.
Donkey Kong Country?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Like, imagine that, like, they go right there. It's the same engine, but, like, you know, like the Wonder Boy remake, how they just remade all the... The sound still probably be pretty good, actually, but, you know, maybe just, you know, updated the sound a little, same tunes, but then updated the graphics.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that game's graphics was so cool anyway. Yeah, I'd play those. I'd play those on the go. Hell yeah.
And to finish off, Nintendo went Mario Odyssey trailer, which we all knew was happening.
Oh, my God. It looks just unbelievable. So they're going with hats now instead of costumes. And he becomes the thing you throw the hat at. And it's like, okay, I get it. You become the creatures that you throw it at. Oh, wait.
Yeah.
And a bullet. Oh, wait. And a car. Yeah. And humans.
And a piece of electricity.
Yeah. And a tank. Like, holy shit. Mario has always been just the funnest thing. And how have they come up with another way to make it fun? Like,
and it's like, and they're like,
and a dinosaur. Chuck your hat.
They'll just like chuck your hat at things and you might turn into it. So you'll be just running around the game, just throwing your hat left, right, you know.
I'm going to be thrown at trees, flowers, rocks, like everything I see, clouds.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
It looks so good. And all the different like biomes and worlds, like, and his Mexican hat, you know, like not only do you throw your normal hat at everyone, but you also look like you get different hats. Like there's the white top hat and the Mexican hat and the poncho and. He looks.
Well, I thought your hat turned into those hats.
Oh, does it?
Oh, you didn't watch the Treehouse event. Sorry, they were talking about the hat. So the white hat is your hat's pure version.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, no, I didn't see that.
So I think the hat comes and gets Mario's help with something.
Ah.
And then you could buy a Mexican costume in the store. So you actually get currency in this game that you buy things with.
Finally, you can use those coins I've been collecting for 30 years.
You get normal coins, but then there's world special coins. So there's special coins in each world, which is 100 in each world.
Ah,
and
fun.
Then you go to that world's shop, and like so there's like the Sandy World, and you buy like the Mexican clothes there.
Yeah, and the poncho and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, fun. Okay, is that in that like sort of gameplay reveal that I've been seeing? Yeah,
they spoke about it in the, they call it the Nintendo Treehouse event.
Okay.
And had a couple of people there just sort of playing a bit of it, explaining some things, and just generally talking about the game.
Oh, great. I can't wait. Yeah. I'll go have it. I have to check that out. It looks so fun. I already thought, you know, everyone thought it was going to be fun, but I just didn't expect to be so excited by the trailer. I thought it would be one of those things like most Mario games where it looks really awesome, but you don't realize how fun and amazing it is until you're actually playing it.
Well, it also launches October 27, which is the same day as Assassin's Creed Origins.
Yeah. Ouch.
Ouch.
Ouch. That's going to be really tough.
Yeah. Like, we'll be... We might have to double feature. I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, what... you know, we might have to rock, paper, scissors.
And, you know, it depends on other factors.
What would you choose if you had to rock, paper, scissors? And when you chose one, the other game disintegrated away and died. That's a question I've just come up with myself, by the way.
I would play Assassin's Creed and I'd watch a Let's Play of Mario.
You would watch a Let's Play of Mario from the inventors and makers of fun.
Yeah.
Nintendo is in the business of creating funness.
I love Assassin's Creed games. This one looks pretty awesome. It's set in Egypt at a time of like Cleopatra and all that, and the pharaohs.
It's also the first assassin, right?
Yes, yes. So he starts the Brotherhood.
Yeah. I don't know. But they're both coming out on the same day. Isn't PAX that weekend?
Yep.
Who's going to go to PAX? Everyone's going to want to be playing Mario. And
we're going to be going to PAX.
We are going to be going to PAX. We're going to be going to PAX.
Yeah. Since we're pretty much wrapping this up, let's do it. What was your lame train?
All right. I don't want to steal your lame train, which I know what it is, so I'm not going to say that one. And I'm going to instead say... You know what? My lame train is Final Fantasy 15 Fishing Monster of the Deep.
What? Are you serious? I'm buying that game for you for Christmas now, and you're going to like it.
Wow. Maybe I will like it. I mean, it is VR. I think your lame train is the best lame train, so I'm going to go with, what is your lame train?
What do you think my lame train's going to be?
I think your lame train is how everything's coming out in 2018.
Yeah.
There it is.
It's
see,
not
I
only,
nailed
not
it.
Not only that. Like, they're like, hey, look, you know, all these games are coming out next year. I thought we're over this. Like, after Todd Howard mic dropped 2 years ago with, like, the Fallout release date, I'm like, right, everyone's going to get behind this now because it just generated that much hype.
Yeah, it really did.
And then everyone's like, oh, 2018. Or the show Days Gone and they don't even say when it's going to come out.
Yep. Yep. See, I could feel that lame train. I think all of our listeners could, but it's very warranted. What's your hype train?
But it's not just Sony. It's like all the companies did it, Nintendo included.
Oh, we're not done with this lame train yet.
Microsoft,
one.
Microsoft as well. Like all of them friggin' did it.
Yep. They absolutely did.
Hype train. All right, so what got you hyped from EVE3 this year?
Anthem gameplay and Spider-Man.
Anthem gameplay.
Both gameplay, which is so awesome because a lot of times what hypes me is a game's existence, and sometimes that's just like a pre-rendered trailer. You know, like something like Beyond Good and Evil, which is amazing, but that stuff normally hypes me as well. But these are both gameplay trailers.
Yeah, I've got two.
Yeah, well, so did I, so I guess that's fair.
Pokemon coming to a console.
Yeah.
Home console rather than a handheld. Like, that's... Like, the mainline game, that's huge.
Yeah, that's true. I'm excited.
Like, it's something I've always wanted, but then when it's been 20 years and it's never happened, you know, it's like, oh, I guess it won't ever happen.
Yeah, you're ready to let go?
Yeah, but I guess it helps a lot with the Switch being a handheld device as well.
That's true. Or does it give you hope for Half-Life 3?
No.
Well, because that's something we've all let go of. We just all let go.
Yeah. And then the other one was...
You have to learn the name. I'm not saying it. If you're so hyped about it, learn the fucking name. There it is. Just think about what it's about.
Dude, I've watched so many trailers in the last 3 days.
This like, one is your hype big... train. It's like forgetting Pokemon. Your wife's name.
And the freaking co-op jailbreak freaking starring Wentworth Miller.
Speaking of starring, how come no one talked about Elijah Wood today?
Well, that game's coming out next year as well.
Also, what is it?
It's a VR game. I don't know. It just looked weird.
Yeah. I have no idea what it is.
What was it? Transcendence, was it?
No, that's the movie.
No. Transference it was.
That's the one.
Yes.
Transference.
Okay. Final question.
Yes, hit me.
You ready for this?
I'm so ready.
And it's a question asked every year. Who won E3?
Oh, man. Who won E3? You know, I would say Ubisoft.
Mm-hmm.
Because of just... But the awkwardness kind of almost took it away a little there. It's a tough E3 because nothing... No one was like the one... great sort of thing. I want to say Sony. Their show was so classy and beautiful, like it always is, and the games were great. Spider-Man looked beautiful, God of War, but everything comes out next year. I think it was EA. Is that weird?
Kind of, but that's okay.
I want to say someone like Xbox or like something big and important, but yeah, I think it was EA, like separate things. I enjoyed in Xbox and Sony and whatever, but as excitement.
I feel like Ubisoft.
Yeah?
It didn't have my two hypes in there, but in...
As a whole, yeah?
Mario Rabbids took people by surprise because everyone just assumed it would be terrible. And it's getting good buzz online.
Yeah.
They showed Skull and Bones, a new IP, which a lot of people weren't really showing many new IPs.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of sequels or stuff that we already knew was in development.
Well, they showed a few then. Well, they showed Transference.
Beyond Good and Evil 2, they, you know, announced that.
Yeah, gorgeous. Oh, we didn't talk about Starlink. Damn it, there's just... I don't know how you're going to edit this.
Yeah. Thanks. Nah, a lot of it's actually going to remain. It's going to be quite a lengthy podcast. Sorry, people.
Yeah, well, we warned you.
But yeah, for me, I'd say Ubisoft. I think...
You know,
yeah,
I think you're right. I think you've swayed me.
Yeah, just for the different little things there with the... How good Mario Rabbids looked... The new IPs, bring back an IP that people have been wanting for a long time. Just that combination just wins it this time.
Yep.
It's not like the groundbreaking reveal that would normally, you know, take it out. Like, yeah. If Sony had have turned around and gone, you know, Last of Us 2, 2017, mic drop or whatever.
Or even Spider-Man this year.
Yeah, or Spider-Man, you know, August release date or something like that. And mic drop, they probably would have just been able to take it out there. Or Nintendo had have shown actual Metroid 4 gameplay.
Yeah, I mean, and if Miyamoto came to E3 for the first time in I don't know how many years for Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's the pick then. I think you're right. You've swayed me for the first time in the history of Game Train.
And I'd say this is the first time Ubisoft's won E3.
Yeah. And it's the first time they did it without their usual host, whatever her name is.
Yep, that's right.
The one who swears a lot and tries to be cool.
Yeah, and has awkward moments.
Yeah.
Everyone, if you get a chance, watch the awkward moments of E3. It's quite good.
Oh, and painful. All right.
All right, everyone. That's it for this week.
That's E3. Thank you. Yep. Send in your questions. We'll be back to normal in the next 2 weeks.
With all our normal segments of news, feature game, games of our lives, hype trains, lame trains.
Oh, and shout out to Reef. Thank you very much for your questions. We are hearing you. We will answer them. We just don't have the time right now, but thank you so much for sending those through. We'll have a pile of questions. We'll feel like a real show. So thanks for that.
And the next feature game is going to be ARMS on the Switch, which is another fighting game, and I get to beat Carl at that one too.
Two? Mate, the last video we put up and the first video we put up, you got thrashed in.
Yeah, but we never had the final fight. I won that by default Bradbury style, so...
Because I went to Japan.
And the ice skaters fell over in front of Bradbury, and he got the gold medal.
Yeah, I guess that's fair enough. If that's how you want to win it. We all heard it here.
Well, no one's taking away his gold medal, are they?
No, that's true.
All right, thank you everyone for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you.